Activity Book, page 53. 4. Listen and look. There is one example. Whose things are these?
Hello, everyone. Sarah's got some things to show us today. Tell us what you've got, Sarah.
Well, I asked my family to give me some things. All the things are made of different materials. The first thing I've got here today is a handbag. This is mine. It's different from other bags because it's made of paper. I made it from some old comics and put plastic on the outside.
Can you see the letter E? Now you listen and write a letter in each box.
That's very interesting. What else have you got?
I asked my grandma for her gold watch, but she said it was very expensive. So I've got Katie's watch. Katie is my sister. She's only 4 years old, so it isn't real. It's a toy. It's made of plastic. It isn't expensive, but she really likes it.
Yes, look after it. Did your grandmother give you anything?
Yes, of course she did. She gave me her comb. It's very old and really beautiful. It's made of wood and the inside of shells. She got it for her 18th birthday when she was much younger. It had her name on it. It said Emma. That's my grandmother's name. But we can't read it now.
No, but you're right. It is really beautiful. Now, who gave you that money?
The money? It isn't real because it isn't made of metal. It's chocolate money. My younger brother Robert gave it to me. He's 10. My brother loves chocolate. He said he wants it back. He's going to eat it in the break with his friends.
Now, what about that ball? It isn't made of rubber or plastic, is it?
No, it isn't. It's made of glass. That's my dad's. His name's Michael. My mother gave it to him as a present. It's quite heavy. He puts it on the papers on his desk.
I see. What about the hat? Is that your father's too?
No! My dad hates that hat. It's my older brother Richard's. It's made of wool and it's got a lot of colours. He wears it all the time in winter, even with his school uniform. He's 16 and he wants to play the guitar in a pop group. He sometimes wears really strange clothes.
This is the end of CD 2.